The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you.
I believe in you, baby. Francis Albert right there. Joe Piscopo on the radio. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's Wednesday. It's January 15th. 2020, if you believe it. We are broadcasting, you know, from New York. Technically, I think the tower is in Hackensack, New Jersey. But in any case, we are broadcasting on AM 970. The Answer. By the way, and I see the tweets, I can't get you, Joe. It's not coming through clear. And I appreciate that you can't sometimes pick it up on the radio as you go over a mountain, like out in my neck of the woods in Hunterdon County in Jersey. If you go, once you go out there, and you go up, Route 31, Route 206, Route 517, you go up to those roads up there, the station, you can't pick up AM 970 The Answer. Go right on your phone, AM970TheAnswer.com, like my mom does. She goes right on to your smartphone, and you could pick it up right on your computer, and you could take us anywhere all around the world, and we appreciate it. By the way, thank you, Texas, for listening. We love you down there. Lucinda listens in Texas and on the west coast of the United States of America. Mark in Australia, feeling for you, Mark. And you could check in if you want, because, boy, we're feeling for you down with all those fires down there in Australia and around the world and around the country. But you know what? We are live, technically live and local, 50,000 watts out of New York, New York, and I try to do everything live and local, but we're so cognizant of everything around this great country. So I just have such a feel for everything that's happening. We watch the debates. We have elections that are coming up that are vital. We see the ridiculous fiascos that happen out of Washington, D.C. We like to answer those. We like to be a common sense program. People always say, Joe, thanks for making sense. I am trying. It's exhausting. Why do they keep throwing this stuff at us? Two more articles of impeachment. What is with the impeachment thing? Oh, my goodness gracious. You know what gets me mad about the impeachment thing, if I could talk? Thanks for asking. Is because the power that they have. What gets me mad about this impeachment fiasco, and again, let's be objective. They always go, Piscopo, you're a pro-Trump guy. But no, pro-President Trump, please use president when you refer to. He is your president. Sorry. You're a pro-Trump guy. I'm pro-America. You know, I don't idolize anybody. I keep telling you that. But with the impeachment thing, it's like they could do anything they want politically, and then they put it out there, and then we have to address it, listen to it, and report it. And it's fake. It's all made up. It's all manipulated for their own power and control. That is scary. How do I know that? I just had two words, Mueller probe. Oh, don't say probe to an old guy. But really, Mueller probe. It's like the Mueller situation was such an embarrassment. Am I right? It was an embarrassment. And the collateral damage of the Mueller probe. No one goes back to it. There should be somebody in charge, the Inspector General Horowitz or somebody, should say, you know what? What, Ukraine phone call? Sorry, you have no credibility. Well, I'm sorry, why do we have no credibility? And you could say to Adam Schiff, because, two words, Mueller probe. Right? I mean, that would be it. Wouldn't that discount anybody? Because it cost $40 million that the taxpayers had to pay for. Now you're going for another political witch hunt. And we are the ultimate judges. We are the ultimate judge because we can do elections. I don't know how anybody could vote for the progressive socialist now with the anti-Semitic rise along. If you're a member of the Jewish community and then you vote Democrat, you're putting these anti-Semites back into office. That is scary. I still can't believe we are where we are. in regards to, you talk about racism, all they say, oh, the president is a racist, you're a racist, we're racist, you're white, you're racist, you know, I mean, I'm so sick of being, because meantime, that is called transference. In psychological terms, that means you're accusing someone else that you're guilty of. And when you call me a racist, that tells me a lot about you. That's exactly what you see at these debates. The president's a racist. He's a pathological liar. He's a pathological liar. That's all Bernie Sanders said. That's all Bernie. That's all you got, Bernie. He's a pathological liar. Okay, and what is he lying about, Bernie, again? Never specifics, you know? I'm telling you, it's all the tenets of socialism that you're seeing spewed at us, and it comes right out of those debates. So it's up to us. It's up to you and me. And I think I have a feeling I'm preaching to the choir, but if you are listening and you're not, a conservative, or you're not a Republican, you're kind of like the rest of us, libertarian, you know, don't know which way to go, this is not the time to vote for this wayward party called the Democrats. I feel bad for them because they have no initiative. All they know how to do is tax, tax, and more tax. And then they take that broad stroke, socialist stroke. That's what it is. It's like they all got into a room and they got their talking points, whether they're Gavin Newsom, whether they're Governor Murphy in New Jersey. With respect, nothing personal, no personal attacks on these gentlemen. Governor Andrew Cuomo, it's like they get a book, you know, and they say, okay, what are the points that we have to do? And now we'll apply that. All politics is local. Who said that? A Democrat. Tip O'Neill said that. All politics is local. And it is. But they just don't understand that. They don't understand it. There's a millionaire's tax. Great idea. Great idea. Because let's drive more people out of New Jersey, God forbid. And then when you say the millionaire's tax, you're going to end up taxing businesses. You're going to end up taxing all the people that sustain the bulk of the tax burden. And you will drive them out, and you will be like Venezuela. Sorry. There it is. 7-Eleven with Joe. See, every time I go to you, Frankie, that 7-Eleven pops up. I think you better run to Atlantic City, buddy. You better put some money down
there.
Well,
if I have to.
I want to go. You want to just get down there and by the way, Jeff Van Drew, not too far from Atlanta.
Yeah, he represents that area. Absolutely.
Well, we better go down. I think we're due for a broadcast down there, Frank.
I think you might be right. Are you going to be down there for something soon within the next few weeks?
Yeah, you know what? I will be down there for Sifu. Alan Goldberg has a magazine called the Action Martial Arts Magazine. I was given a couple years in a row. I was acknowledging Commissioner Bernard Kirk is going down to show support for Sifu Goldberg. This is a kick butt tough guy in Alan Goldberg, and he has martial artists from all around the world, and they go down to the Tropic. You would love this event. You want to go down because Bernie's going down.
When is it?
January something. January something.
January something.
Can you make that?
I think so.
I think it's the 25th, and I'm just going to go down just to kind of get down there. And then Captain Frank is going down there. My buddy, my United airline pilot friend, is going down. These are the toughest individuals on the planet, all in one room. We have a great time. So I'll go down just to support Sifu Goldberg, and then I think I'll come right back. Because we got a lot going on here. Hey, so let me break down. Let me just talk about, if we can, the debate yesterday. Does anybody care? Did it make any headway at all? Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, do you have that audio? It sounded like me and Al trying to figure out math. Did you see? Do you have that audio? Let me hear that audio. Let me set it up, if I may, Frankie. Bernie Sanders and Warren go back because Bernie said a woman couldn't be president. You know, now maybe
supposedly.
Supposedly, but let's say he said it in confidence to Elizabeth Warren. You know, a woman can't be elected. And now Elizabeth Warren says, Bernie Sanders told me a woman couldn't be elected president. Now Bernie denied it. They asked him, he denied it. So then Elizabeth Warren goes to Bernie Sanders saying, well, you know what? You said it was 30 years ago. Then Bernie goes 1990. And the exchange was so bizarre because it sounded like they were trying to do math together. I couldn't quite understand that, Frank.
Right. The only thing I'm going to add to what you said is that the audio clip you're about to hear, I edited it together, but Warren made her comments, and then they went to Amy Klobuchar, and then they went to Bernie Sanders, and then they had their exchange. I edited the first comment and Bernie together, so we omitted Amy Klobuchar. So it sounds like it happened right after one another, it was not exactly that.
Good.
Just so people know.
Let's hear that, Frankie.
This is from last night, courtesy of CNN.
And the only person on this stage who has beaten an incumbent Republican any time in the past 30 years is me.
Senator Sanders, you can respond.
Well, just to set the record straight, I defeated an incumbent Republican running for Congress.
When?
1990. That's how I won, beat a Republican congressman. Number two, of course, I don't think there's any debate up here.
Wasn't that 30 years ago?
I beat an incumbent Republican congressman.
And I said, I was the only one who's beaten an incumbent Republican in 30 years.
Well, 30 years ago is 1990, as a matter of fact. But I don't know that that's the major issue of the day.
These are the guys who run for president. Huh? Alice, that's like you and me trying to figure the math out.
No.
Bernie was right there, though. I mean, look.
That's right.
He's inside that 30-year window. No. If the election was November of 1990, today is January 15th, 2020.
No.
He's within that 30-year window. No. Elizabeth Warren is wrong.
No. Isn't that wild? Can you believe they went back and forth like that, though, Frankie?
No.
I mean, in the middle of the debate like that, can you believe that?
Yeah, as Bernie said, I think there are more important issues than that.
You know, hey, let me tell you. So I got to ask you guys what you think in 877-970-2999. I'll grab the phone calls if I can. Is President Trump said Apple needs to step up to the plate by unlocking the Pensacola shooter's two iPhones. Now, you know what happened. In a statement on Twitter, the president criticized Apple for refusing to unlock the phones of killers and drug dealers. He added that his administration is helping the tech giant all the time with trade and other issues, right? Apple has refused to build a backdoor method to help unlock encryption for law enforcement. The company believes it could be exploited and may jeopardize security, but not when it jeopardizes the security of all of us. Don't you think, and I put this forth to you on the air, 877-970-2999, that Apple should just unlock. This is in relation to what happened in Pensacola, where this creep from Saudi Arabia that we welcomed into this country, that we put in the military, the military organization of this country at Pensacola Air Force Base down there in Florida. And then we let them in. We're going to train them. And this guy kills three American servicemen. And now he's got an iPhone. Are there other attacks imminent? How did this guy get radicalized? Apple has a responsibility, in my opinion, to open up the phone for national security. Frankie, I mean, really, what are these people doing? But Apple say, no, it doesn't matter. And then the same thing happened in San Bernardino. They wouldn't open the phone up. So we had to go to Israel. We had to get some high-tech geniuses in Israel to unlock the phone. I mean, I don't understand why the stance of Apple. I mean, I understand freedom of speech and all that, but not when it comes to national security.
Well, I'm very conflicted because you're absolutely right. But I see what Apple is saying here. And they put out a statement saying yesterday that we've always maintained there's no such thing as a backdoor just for the good guys. Backdoors can also be exploited by those who threaten our national security and the data security of our customers. So I really do worry that if they put in a backdoor by which iPhones can be unlocked by governments, that maybe they're opening the window for hackers to get access to that information and hostile governments. They said, we feel strongly encryption is vital to protecting our country and our users' data. But when you're talking about terrorism and a country like Saudi Arabia, which is one of the world's leading sponsors of terrorism, I really do think maybe Apple should try and work something out here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Frankie Fibro's right there. Let me go to Diego before we go to James Rosen coming up in a couple of minutes. Diego, thanks for calling, brother. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Joey, I'm a white, privileged, deplorable Trump supporter. And I saw the clowns. That's their theme song, The Clowns, last night.
Yeah.
And there was Bernie talking about re-education camps were going to be put in, his supporter, the re-education camps for the people who voted for Trump.
Yeah, I don't
know. Now, I don't have to be re-educated by these clowns.
Yeah.
I was a proud member of, I was on fire radio. I was a proud member of the Uniform Fire Alarms and Dispatchers Association. And we were proud to be in the fire department. We were privileged to be in the fire department.
Yeah, absolutely.
And these clowns, I don't know what they want to do. I'm an 81-year-old guy.
Wow.
You know, my days are numbered.
Wait, Diego, how old are you, brother?
81.
Oh, you're young, man. Come on, 81's that young. But, Diego, I hear you loud and clear. First of all, thanks for listening, and thank you for your service.
I'm Italian-American, Joe, an Italian-American.
God bless you, man. We love you, Diego. Thank you so much, and thanks for your service in the fire department and being a first responder like that. 81, that's young, man, please. The older I get,
the name of Columbus's son, actually, Diego.
Yeah, look at that. I love that. And it's also, isn't it, where in the world is Carmen Diego? San Diego. Okay, close. Close enough. But Diego, thank you. But you're absolutely right. They think I can't stand. I don't want a professorial tone. Don't lecture me. Don't tell me I'm racist. I don't want to hear it. And Diego, you're right on the money. I hear you loud and clear. James Rosen is with us on AM 970. The Answer coming up live on the air. Right now, Debbie Duhame standing by for you. Traffic wise out there on the roads on AM 970. TheAnswer.com. How we doing this morning? Deb, good morning to you, my dear.
What do you think?
Can we fake it? Can we do an impression of Debbie? No, you can never do an impression
of Debbie. I'm here
for Debbie. You guys. There you go, baby. She's always true. Always.
You know, it's so funny when I don't turn the mic on, you don't hear me. I don't understand that. I was talking and answering, and they're like, wait, how come Joe's not answering me?
Because I think we got the equipment from Marconi, and it was just amazing.
That was my fault.
All right. Caveat. It's brand new board, and maybe sometimes they make things that's a little worse when you try to buy the new equipment. You know, Debbie. Regardless, you are there, and you always show up, and we appreciate
it. I love you totally for that. Here for you.
You are the best, and we're here for you too, Deb. 21 after 7, Debbie is on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's go to Sunrise Highway West, getting into Carlton Ave, into East Islip. It's an accident. Two lanes blocked over here, guys. We're still seeing delays on the New Haven line of Metro North of up to 30 minutes. E-train delays as well with a stalled train at 36th Street. Let's see what's happening here on the westbound Bruckner at White Plains Road. A collision there to contend with. Deegan is busy southbound right at the cross Bronx with an accident. And the eastbound Gowanus at 38th. Some police department activity just cleared from the ramp. LIE East out by the Clearview, an accident. Inbound side of the GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all 20 to 25 minutes in. Traffic is moving slowly as you head to Route 10 eastbound, getting out through Roxbury. And watch for slowdowns over on 9 northbound. 9 northbound, heavy traffic getting up toward 35 with a disabled truck out there as well. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
Mike Gallagher isn't sure which side the Democrats are on.
The Democrats are virtually on the side of Iran. As the daughter of Soleimani has vowed that there is going to be a dark event happening against the United States, as they are promising to literally attack the White House, the Democrats seem to be siding with our enemy.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1, on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Some Amazon packages will be again coming to you by FedEx. The Wall Street Journal says Amazon has lifted its ban on FedEx Ground for third-party merchants delivering to Prime members, saying the performance of the service has improved. Amazon said it had stopped allowing FedEx Ground before the holidays because of delivery delays. Amazon still is not using FedEx for its own products, but third parties make up 60% of all things sold on Amazon. The U.S. and China are about to sign their phase one trade deal. However, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says tariffs on imports from China will remain until completion of a second phase trade agreement and compliance with phase one. Stocks closed mixed yesterday. The Dow up 32, NASDAQ down 22, the S&P down 4. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening in just days. Publishers Clearing House will award $5,000 a week forever. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. The $5,000 a week forever prize is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. So don't miss your last chance to win. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Hurry, award day is almost here. Go to PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
Yeah, man.
It's been a hard day's night.
The Beatles. James Rosen is the investigative journalist for Sinclair Broadcasting. Just crushing it over at Sinclair. New York Times best-selling author, historian, all-around great guy, Beatles aficionado, historian. James, I could keep going on, but I'd like to just bring you on the air and say welcome back. Always a privilege to have you with us, James Rosen.
Always great to be with you, Joe, though you just demoted me in Pepperland. I am not a Beatles aficionado. I'm
you
a full-blown Beatles freak.
I'm sorry. Okay, and no, but you are the ultimate Beatles historian. I mean, you probably know.
There are others who lay claim to that title, but let's just say I'm sitting on a lot of bootlegs.
You do for research purposes only, so we accept that.
Yes, for medicinal purposes. I have a card they gave you.
Hey, James, when we spoke to you last week, we ran out of time, but I wanted to mention this terrific review you wrote in the Wall Street Journal of this book called Republican Populist Spiro Agnew. Where's that name we haven't heard recently? And the Origins of Donald Trump's America. What is this book about, James Rosen?
So this is a book published by three professors who argue that the rhetoric and the sort of style of Spiro Agnew, Richard Nixon's disgraced vice president, formerly the governor of Maryland, helped pave the way for the populism that propelled Donald Trump to the presidency. And there's some impressive research in the book about Agnew's background and so forth, but I think ultimately they strained the comparisons with Donald Trump. If there's a starting line that is to be drawn from the era of the late 1960s and what was then known as the silent majority, a phrase that Donald Trump did indeed borrow for his 2016 campaign, the starting point for that line is properly drawn not from Spiro Agnew, but from Richard Nixon himself. And that's the point I made in the Wall Street Journal article. You scroll back on my Twitter feed, at James Rosen TV, you can read it.
Wow. So Agnew actually may have paved. They're saying that Spiro Agnew may have paved the way for Donald Trump.
Well,
saying,
so
but that's a
what
stretch.
What is important to note is that Spiro Agnew, before he became before he left the vice presidency in ignominious fashion, pleading no contest in a Baltimore federal courtroom to tax evasion charges for having accepted envelopes stuffed with cash from Maryland contractors, even until the time that he was vice president and on the White House complex. Before all of that happened or surfaced, he was a very important figure, at one point ranked the third most admired American man behind President Nixon and the Reverend Billy Graham.
Wow.
And Agnew gave a speech that's still important in history because in November 1969, in Des Moines, Iowa, site of last night's Democratic debate, Spiro Agnew gave a speech where he became the first national figure to make an issue of purported liberal bias in the news media. And that speech is ranked in some assessments as one of the 100 greatest speeches of the 20th century. It did provide the sort of the foundation for the current and ongoing conservative critique of the news media, despite the extraordinary changes in the news media landscape that we have seen since 1969, Joe.
Amazing. James Rosen. Hey, James, just as an aside, you know, every time I see somebody being taken down, even Richard Nixon, I mean, compared to what Hillary Clinton did, you know, it's like Richard Nixon was like a choir boy. But I mean, now I question everything because of the DOJ and that now the way they went after everybody in the Mueller probe, the collateral damage of the Mueller probe, including General Flynn, which we'll talk about in a second. Do you feel that way that when I see someone taken down like a Spiro Agnew, maybe a bad example, but I have to question, well, maybe this was a witch hunt as well. Do you know what I'm saying when I tell you that?
As you know, and as we like to point out on this program, I published a book in 2008 called The Strong Man, John Mitchell and the Secrets of Watergate.
Brilliant book.
Get it on eBay or Amazon or what have
brilliant
you.
Brilliant book.
But among the things I'm proud of in the book is that I was the first researcher to gain access using the Freedom of Information Act to a number of different sets of documents. One of them were the files of the Watergate Special Prosecution Force, the special prosecutors in Watergate.
Yeah.
And to see their memos flying back and forth, some of whom are still alive today, and who are venerated figures like Richard Benvenista, who served as the chief counsel to the 9/11 Commission.
Right.
To see their staff lawyers throwing memos back and forth at each other where they say the star witness against Nixon and his man John Dean, well, the office and telephone logs don't seem to support Dean's claim that illegal act X was done on June 24. So when we put John Mitchell and Richard Nixon's other aides on trial and we use John Dean as a witness against them,
yeah,
either we're going to have to drop this claim entirely or we're going to have to slide it from June 24 to June 28 and say it happened on the 28th, because then there's a day where the phone logs indicate that,
wow,
that Dean and Mitchell did speak. And so it was eye-opening. And for another example is that Walter Cronkite, for example, the legendary Walter Cronkite, was once quoted as saying that the Nixon tapes vindicated John Dean's memory in toto, meaning in full. And in fact, I uncovered a document prepared by the Watergate special prosecutors themselves. It was unseen until it was published in my book, and in which the actual title of the memo was Material Discrepancies. Now, that's a legal term. It means differences that are important and big and significant, material discrepancies between John Dean's testimony and the Nixon tapes. And they had several pages where it showed that the Nixon tapes did not validate John Dean's memory in toto, but in fact sharply contradicted it. A lot of revisionist history has been written about Watergate, including by me. I hope people check out the book, The Strong Man, John Mitchell, The Secrets of Watergate. The point of bringing all this to your attention, though, Joe, is to answer your question, do setups happen when some national figures are brought down? And the answer is yes, sometimes they do. I won't pass judgment on the current case. That's for our voters to decide, and perhaps, of course, for the senators to decide as the impeachment trial looms.
Yeah.
Yes, Spiro Agnew was a figure of some import in history, but I think it strains the imagination to say that Donald Trump owes much to Spiro Agnew for his 2016 election.
Well, James Rosen, James, in that regard, we're hearing now that General Flynn is asking permission indeed to withdraw his guilty plea. That's a pretty unusual, is it not?
It is, but it's also about the second or third time that General Flynn has sought to do so. And most legal observers expect that it will be rebuffed and that the special prosecutors, the special counsel in the Russia probe, has also reversed itself and said that just as Flynn once pled guilty and now is trying to undo that, the special counsel had formally recommended no prison time for General Flynn, and they've reversed course, displeased with his post-prosecution conduct, and they have recommended prison time for General Flynn. Most legal observers expect the judge to grant this.
Wow, James Rosen, the brilliant James Rosen.
Ball.
You know what? It's unbelievable. And now, as assuming, let's say, that will the court accept this withdrawal? Do you think the court will accept this withdrawal? You do not think that will happen?
No, I think the most, as I say, most observers expect the court to reject General Flynn's motion and to grant the government's request that he be sentenced to some period of time incarceration.
Wow, you think he will serve like 6 months, I think they said now. That's amazing. But, hey, James, you know what, though? Again, I want to move on, but don't you, as an objective, and you're one of the few objective reporters out there. We appreciate that so much. But don't you
Thank
see
you, Joe.
But with this whole Mueller thing, they're not even going to it. It was a witch hunt. I look at the collateral damage of Michael Caputo, you know, and even Michael Cohen, who's in jail now. And then Roger Stone faces 20 years for what? For misstating something. Isn't that just unsettling to you as the objective reporter that you are when you see some of these things just coming out of the Department of Justice in such a vicious way just to take down people who may very well be innocent?
Well, I'm not sure that any of the people you mentioned are innocent, or if they weren't charged, that they were guilty or what have you. Each of these cases involves a Byzantine set of details that you have to pay attention to. And that's why it took me 17 years to write The Strong Man about John Mitchell's case. Someday we'll get all the files from Robert Mueller's team, just as I was able to get for the Watergate era. And then we'll have a chance truly to judge the fairness of these prosecutions.
Yeah, James, I got to tell you now, I know that you've studied the Hoffa case at length. What did you think of The Irishman, both artistically and historically?
I have elaborate thoughts about this, and I suspect we're never going to get to the Democratic debate or the impeachment process because of how much time I'm going to spend on The Irishman with you.
It's
right
okay.
Now.
It's more interesting.
You know, Joe, I come from Staten Island, right? I grew up on Staten Island. We worship the whole Scorsese thing, right? The De Niro, Joe Pesci. This is like a Staten Island's Rushmore, these people. Harvey Keitel, right? The Hulk.
Harvey Keitel, he was Korean.
They're all in there, right? Now, you may remember a movie called Going in Style from 1979. This was a staple on old Wilmette Go Home Theater in the pre-HBO days. It starred George Burns and Lee Strasberg as elderly men who get together for a reunion and one last bank heist wearing Groucho glasses and stuff. That's kind of what The Irishman was to me, in a sense. You know, De Niro became famous because he got the opportunity from Francis Ford Coppola to play the young Marlon Brando in Godfather 2. And I think that Marty Scorsese, much as I love him, should have afforded some younger actors that kind of opportunity today in The Irishman to play the young De Niro and the young Pesci and so forth. The anti-aging technology didn't work. The wives always looked about 46 years younger than the men. What would have been a signature Scorsese scene where De Niro throws the guy out of the window and stomps him really kind of looked self-parodying because De Niro just physically wasn't up to it. It was disheartening in a sense, but it was too long. And yes, I would have watched another 2 hours of it because I'm a sucker for those guys. I will finally say that the book I Heard You Paint Houses, on which The Irishman is based, has been thoroughly discredited in its account of how Jimmy Hoffa died. So I'm a little sad to see Marty Scorsese invest his imprimatur and his stature in a discredited story like that.
But to your point, I have to tell you, and I sat through all 3 hours all at once. Did you watch it all at once, The Irishman, James, if I can ask?
I sat right through it. Yes, sir.
Me too. With my 20-year-old college student gal, with my daughter, Allie, and she was a dad. Do you have to keep watching this? I said, let me just stay with it just a little while longer. Why are we suckers for? And I don't want, and the Italian-American community gets upset. Why are we suckers for? You're absolutely right.
Okay.
That trifecta.
I'll tell you why.
Here's
my answer.
Okay.
Because just like when you go to see Paul McCartney right now, he's 78 years old. He doesn't sound like the Paul of 1965 or 1972 or even 77 or even 85 or even 97, right? But about five or six times in the course of that Paul McCartney show, this is why you pay your $600 to get a seat in the back. He will veer in and out of the crosshairs of being precisely Paul McCartney, right? Maybe five or six times, right? And De Niro and Pesci and these guys, every once in a while in those three hours and 30 minutes, they veer into being precisely themselves, and it gives you a great thrill, and that's why you sit through all 3.5 hours.
I don't know. I loved it. I don't know what I'm watching it, and I'm trying to explain to my 20-year-old, this is brilliant filmmaking. Look at how Bobby De Niro, and I know our audience gets sometimes upset because of his political stance against the president, but he was just flawless in his execution, and Joey Pesci, I thought, was at his best. And now Al Pacino. By the way, how is your Al Pacino impression doing, James Rosen? There's the lead-in, James. How's your Al Pacino?
What I want are for the attacks on my father to stop.
That's so great. I'm telling you, March 27th, Lorenzo's, Staten Island. James, you are so welcome. We are all going. Everybody's going. We have our little celebration there on Staten Island. Oh, God, if we had James Rosen. I mean, hey, maybe I get a little something. I'll give you a taste.
Let me wet my beak. All of us agree. You'll get all the great hits.
By the way, James,
for the De Niro fans out there, For the huge De Niro fans like myself and you, I just became aware of the Comedy Central roast with Alec Baldwin as the person being roasted. And De Niro sits on the dais
and
takes it from all the different comedians and then gets up and delivers it in a pretty extraordinary way himself. It's rare to see Robert De Niro in the setting of a roast. And a lot of people were like, what are you doing here? But it was for Alec Baldwin, so it's worth checking out on Amazon Prime for the De Niro, hardcore De Niro fans. I don't know what I'm a reporter of. I used to cover politics and government and national security and foreign policy.
Not on this show. We like that.
I'm your official De Niro Beatles correspondent, Spiro Agnew.
And we're honored. We're honored. By the way, before we let you go, you got to give us a preview of any of the other stories you actually are covering for Sinclair Broadcasting, James. What do you got coming up? And at James Rosen TV on Twitter. But what do you got coming up, James?
You're
a
very
special
kind of
on Bobby De Niro. A special on Bobby De Niro.
Well, I'm doing a 12-part De Niro investigation. Now, I'll tell you what. Today's a big day in Washington. Not only do you have the articles of impeachment advancing from the House to the, or at least the managers being named, over to the Senate.
Yeah.
But President Trump is going to sign the first installment of his trade deal with China at the White House today with a Chinese delegation.
Huge.
That's a big story.
Yeah.
And it's, of course, going to be overshadowed by the impeachment drama. But I'll be working on that today.
James, you are the best. We love you, man. James Rosen, and what you do for Sinclair is spectacular. Please check out James at James Rosen TV. You can see where you can watch Sinclair Broadcasting. James, you're the best. March 27th in Staten Island. I'm just saying, boss, you are more than welcome to join us, James. All right? Just say thank you, James Rosen. James Rosen is the man right there. Investigative journalist for Sinclair Broadcasting. One of the best. Please check out at James Rosen TV at Twitter, and you can find this where this brilliant journalist is. I love this guy. Hey, 7:41. Whoa, we're going late. Big Al standing by with the headline news right now on AM 970. The Answer. Just
news, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
43 degrees at 7:41. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez challenging Governor Cuomo's AirTrain plan for LaGuardia Airport. The Queens Democrat wrote a letter to the Federal Aviation Administration demanding why there have been no answers to the community's complaints and alternatives not considered. Governor Cuomo is planning a LaGuardia AirTrain project through her district where costs have ballooned to $2 billion. Cortez in the letter is demanding why ferry service, dedicated bus lanes, and a subway line extension were not considered. The FAA says it will respond. Mayor de Blasio sending 15 building inspectors, 7 emergency managers, and 2 mental health professionals to help out in Puerto Rico after the island's devastating earthquakes. The mayor says New York City has to pitch in because the White House is not acting fast enough to help the people hurt by the earthquakes. He says his city workers will report back to him how the city can best help Puerto Rico recover. In sports, the Knicks lost to the Bucks 128-102. The Nets' 2-game win streak over. Utah Jazz beat them 118-107. Islanders smoked the Red Wings 8-2. The Devils lost to the Maple Leafs 7-4. And college hoops tonight on The Answer. Syracuse will take on Virginia. The pregame is at 6:30. The tip at 7 right here on The Answer. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Mo's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go up to 18 North at the New Jersey Turnpike. It's an accident. Also, 287 North, exit 13, getting up toward Bridgewater, an accident there as well. It's stop and go for you over on 202, getting up through that Morristown area. We're getting reports of an accident involving a pedestrian over on 202 Speedwell Avenue, getting up through Morristown. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be 25. Holland Tunnel, about 20 minutes in with a stalled vehicle cleared from the South Tube. It's pretty heavy for you on the southbound Deegan, right at the Cross Bronx with a collision, and the westbound side of the Bruckner, right into White Plains Road. It's an accident there as well. FDR Drive North, getting up through the 120s, an accident out by the RFK Bridge, and on the LIE eastbound at the Clearview, an accident just cleared out of the way. Sunny today, high in the upper 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. See how getting a variety of over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can make a difference for you this year. To help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last, so call in now. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, you don't want to hear what we talk about off the air. One day, I promise, we'll do a special, and then we'll, you know, never be broadcasting again. There you go. 7:45 with Joe on the radio. Mike Lindell is the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. By the way, the new book, From Crack Addict to CEO, brilliant book. It is an inspiration for those who have, you know, just you go into the depths of depression and maybe addiction, you know. And boy, Mike Lindell, just he rose to the top. And now he appreciates those who helped him get to where he is. That's you. That's you buying the MyPillow, Paulie Pillow, Joey Pillow, Piscopo Pillow. I'm telling you, that's you. So now if you go to MyPillow.com, you go to the radio listener specials, this is Mike's way to give you deep discounts. He says thank you by giving you these incredible discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, so much more. And Mike is offering a first-time buy one, get one free offer today on Giza Sheets. The Giza Sheets are great. Again, I thought of you last night. I got to tell you. I know it sounds a little creepy, but I got to tell you. Because as soon as... This sounds so weird, but I feel I know you enough that I can tell you, and I'm comfortable enough with you behind that microphone to tell you, because I'm sleeping on my pillow. I have the mattress topper. I'm exhausted, you know, after a crazy day. You know, I'm looking at the needles, the pine needles on the floor, you know. I mean, everything's a mess of that. After I had the house, And so, yeah, I put my head down on my pillow, had the Giza sheets, and I turned over to try, all right, let me try to sleep. And I went, this is like a five-star hotel. Where I sleep in my bed because of the products I get at MyPillow. So I said, I have to remember to talk about this in the morning on the, and I went right to bed. So I'm telling you, you've got to get the buy one, get one. You buy one, get one free offer on those Giza sheets. And try the MyPillow. Get the MyPillow, the towels. Everything that Mike comes up with is spectacular. And to say thank you, you can buy one and get one free today on the Giza Sheets. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. And check out the buy one, get one free offer on those Giza Sheets. You can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or go to MyPillow.com. Please remember to use the promo code AM970.
Take AM970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning, Joe on the radio. How are you this morning? Hey, what do you want? We got to go to Dave. I got to go to Dave in Jersey. Dave, good morning. We got a couple minutes, but I wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning?
I am doing very well, my friend. It's a pleasure to speak with you. And as I was telling your screener, the only reason you hadn't heard from me in a while was because I just didn't have my phone till a couple of weeks ago. I've moved now, and I'm in a very nice assisted living facility here in West Orange.
Yeah, in Jersey, in Essex County. We love that, man. So, yes. and,
And Dave, they're you know what? I don't want you give us the name off the air. I don't want people to come stalking you because they love you when you're on the radio. And so all is well with you. You're being taken care of. That does our heart well. And what is on your mind this morning, my dear friend?
You know, Joe, this weekend we're going to be celebrating commemorating the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes, sir.
And with all the progress we've made in this country in terms of black-white relations,
yeah.
Unfortunately, I think if Dr. King were alive today, he would be disheartened and dismayed with the uptake of anti-Semitism, because many people don't realize that while he was fighting for equality for black Americans, he was also a friend of the Jewish people.
Yeah.
And just a shame, you know, that with all the progress we've making, the anti-Semites are coming out of the woodwork. You know, there was a time, thank God, the past couple of weeks has been quiet, but week after week after week, a Jew is being attacked in New York because he's visibly Jewish.
Who
can forget the massacre in Jersey City?
Yeah, unbelievable. Dave, you know what? Thank you. And we got to go to break. But, Dave, thank you for listening. Thank you for being the great patriot that you are. And thank you for bringing that up. Dave's a Muslim, by the way. This comes from a Muslim who's very, very religious, yet he understands that this anti-Semitic rise that is happening within the United States of America is disheartening. And in the name of Martin Luther King, I can't figure it out, but it continues and it gets worse. And when it comes out of the political parties, like it comes out of the House of Representatives, and you see just blatant anti-Semitism, it's beyond me. If you could explain it to me, please give us a call. Hey, 7:50, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock with Debbie Duhaime out there on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer. Debbie, good morning to you. Oh, my dear, there's a little fog, a little craziness,
yeah.
And I know it's a little crazy out there on the roads. How are we doing this morning, Debbie? Thanks for always being with us.
Of course, Joe. And I do love the message of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., just to love everybody. I mean, it makes life so much easier.
God bless.
Good morning. Good morning to you, Joe. Let's go out to the westbound Bruckner at White Plains Road. It's an accident there, Joe, to watch out for. Also, it's still pretty busy on the Deegan South heading down toward the Cross Bronx with an accident there. Outbound BQE at Meeker Morgan, an accident was cleared. FDR Drive North getting up toward the RFK Bridge. Watch for a crash over there as well. You're busy on the Staten Island Expressway East at Clove Road. A crash was just taken care of. And over on the island, Sunrise Highway West at Oakdale Bohemia Road, an accident. Robert Moses Causeway South getting down toward Ocean Parkway and toward Fire Island, an accident. Looks like we're still seeing delays on the New Haven line of Metro North. Delays of 30 minutes. Police department activity getting up toward West Haven to watch out for this morning. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly. Southbound Thruway approaching the Tappan Zee Bridge. And it looks like northbound Thruway exit 16, an overturned vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager is impressed with the president's record.
The list is extraordinary. Judges, Supreme Court justices. Domestically, internationally, the economy, the unemployment rate, it's quite remarkable when you think about it. No one predicted this. I sit in awe of what he has accomplished.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Now, I know full well if you are in any kind of pain, maybe back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain, you've got some options. You've got Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent even lower inflammation. Or I suppose you could rub all kinds of goop on body parts that hurt or do that a few times a day. You could also use those over-the-counter drugs, even prescriptions. We know about them. So let me ask you, why do you think tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every single day? I think it's because they're in less or no pain. In fact, I've gotten to know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. That's why they created the 3-week quick start, to make it easy and as inexpensive as possible for you to get out of pain, too. They're on a mission to get you out of pain, and I've joined them. And they've been a consistent sponsor of this show for the entire time I've been here on Salem, which is about 4 years. In radio, sponsors come, go, they may stay for a year, sounds like they're doing great, then boom, they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year after year. Order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Paging Rhonda Howard, maiden name Jensen. See the agent at gate 6. These days, it seems like we're hearing about another data breach all the time.
Jose Navarro, login, JONAV03, gate 6, please.
And if your private info has been breached, it's almost like it's being broadcast to identity thieves.
Brenda Lawson, bank account number 0040891, report to gate 6.
Good thing there's LifeLock identity theft protection to detect a wide range of threats you might miss on your own. If there's a problem, a U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it.
Travis Matthews, social security number 55168...
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. That's promo code SMART for 25% off. Terms apply.
I am so sorry.
Your fault.
I did. It's my fault. Al is one of the funniest guys in the world when he gets going. He is so political. You know, really, Frank, will you please, when we finish our radio journey, you know, we should just take all the outtakes of, oh, it's just so politically incorrect that we do off air, or maybe not, because no one will ever talk to us again.
We're very late here. So.
Thank you, Al. Now you're going to do business on the air. After you're going to stop. It is 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. You have till 8 o'clock. If you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. Boom! Mic drop from Route 22 Toyota. Iggy is there. Johnny and Chris, and the whole team at Route 22 Toyota. Alex Cancella. I can't tell you how great they are. And I love telling you good things that make your life easier because God bless you. I know how hard you work. Believe me, I'm right with you. And I appreciate all that you do for your family, you know, and for your country, really. So first five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded, but you don't have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. No dummies, no shenanigans, no back and forth. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you got till 8 o'clock, free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Lundberg is there. Yay! Joey, how you doing this morning, Joseph?
Good. It's going to be a nice, mild day today with sunshine up into the low 50s this afternoon.
Oh, God bless you, Joey. You're bringing us such good news, man. This is great. And how long will that last, dare I ask?
Today. Tomorrow.
That's it, man.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
We start in the upper 40s, but then we go down from there as a cold front moves through the area early in the day.
All right.
It's going to get very windy tomorrow. And then Friday, sunny, cold, only around freezing. And then we got a storm coming for Saturday. And Saturday night starts out as some snow. Ends up with some rain, and there may be a mess in between Saturday afternoon and Saturday night for a time.
All right. Just watch if you go out Saturday night. Joe, always great. Always on the money. Thank you so much, Mr. Lundberg. There's Joe Lundberg from our Weather Answer Desk, our meteorologist. Hey, it is 757 877 2999 if you'd like to call. The Balance of Nature phone lines, we are standing by. Coming up in the next hour, we are going to talk to Joe Borelli, Councilman Joe Borelli, Minority Whip of the New York City Council, contributor to The Hill. Joe's a rising star on the political scene, and we're always proud to have Joe with us. So we'll chat with Joe right at the top of the hour. Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Jeff is the guy that we always love. We put him on. He was a Democrat, and I remember I used to say, and I even said on Neil Cavuto's show and on national television, on Fox News, I would say, look at Jeff Van Drew, how common sense he is, and he's a Democrat. And the conservatives would say, you can't say something nice about a Democrat. Well, lo and behold, Congressman Van Drew says, you know what, I've had it with the shenanigans of the left, you know, because they wanted him to stay staunchly on this impeachment fiasco, and he said, nope. He goes, not only am I not going along with you, I am going to switch to the Republican Party. He went and talked to President Trump, and he says, President Trump, I want you to come down to New Jersey, and we're going to do a Donald Trump rally, something I have talked about for years on this radio program. Congressman Jeff Van Drew is making it happen. We're going to talk about this upcoming Donald Trump rally in New Jersey.
Jeff doing a great job down in the 2nd District. A true public servant. Congressman Van Drew on the show momentarily. Joseph Connor will join us. Ronica Cleary. And again, one of the great journalists from the New York Post, political columnist for the Post, Michael Goodwin on the radio. With Al and Frank and Debbie, it's Joe Piscopo live from the greatest city in the world. And we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
44 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A teenage mother's upset after fists started flying inside her daughter's middle school cafeteria in Queens last week. Video shows a 13-year-old girl being beaten by a 14-year-old female at PS-158, and it takes a while before anyone steps in to break it up. Student's attacker faces a juvenile assault charge, the Department of Education says it's conducting an investigation. The Monmouth County Fire Marshal's Office is investigating a fatal fire in Colts Neck. Fire companies from several areas responded early yesterday to 2-alarm blaze at a Raven Road home. The house collapsed from flames that also claimed the life of a homeowner who has not yet been identified. The county prosecutor's office also investigating the incident. In sports, Knicks lost to the Bucks, Jazz over the Nets, Islanders smoked the Red Wings while the Devils lost to the Maple Leafs.